Gary and Braden are friends with ideas. Terrible ideas. When the phone rings, it's a special kind of conversing. Here you are, you're invited to listen in. So please allay your fears, lend us your ears. When you get that itch, the pitch.
Gary Butterfield.
Braden Cameron.
Oh, hey, Braden.
Hey, Gary, how are you?
Oh, I'm doing well, just eating a toasted cheese sandwich.
Oh, really? Those sound
delicious. Wrapping up. Yeah, it's not too bad. I got two kinds of cheese.
Well, that makes sense.
Hmm? Kraft singles and Kraft doubles.
Gary, these are some pretty tough economic times, and I know you are in the market for a lady, is that correct?
Oh, yeah, I'm always in the market. Even when I have a lady, I'm in the market for a lady. Wink.
So I was thinking about how these tough economic times make things like roommates a necessity, right?
Yeah, I hate it. Like, my family is getting really sick of my roommates, and I keep explaining to them that if they don't want to, you know, get out on the street, we have to have Carl and John live here.
Yeah, no, I totally understand. I totally understand where they're coming from, too. But, I mean, basically, what would be a great thing to pitch to you would be something that helped you find better roommates. But really, nature's kind of already done that for us and given us the neo-Nazi. Sure, their politics are appalling, but something about that, like, fascist totalitarianism and respect for, like, you know, bygone era leads to responsibility when it comes to paying your utilities and rent on time.
Yeah, like getting a roommate that's a little bit more of a John and a little bit less of a Carl. And you can do that through looking through the National Socialist Party. I agree.
Yeah. You've solved the problem. I mean, you already have the housemate or the roommate.
Have one that works, though. I'm looking for another one, so.
But, you know, you're looking for a lady in your life, and it's real hard to bring a lady home to a neo-Nazi, right?
Yeah, especially if she's... if one of your Romas comes over. Yeah, like it's definitely, you know, she might get offended and then not want to go into the bone zone.
Sure, anybody of a non-white ethnicity also probably offended. So it's tough to bring somebody home to that, you know, when you've got your neo-Nazi in the living room playing Call of Duty all night or whatever. It's really hard to get some privacy in those situations.
The weird thing about the way that John plays Call of Duty is he always plays as the Allied soldiers, and then he just runs off cliffs. I've been watching him do it for weeks, and I never quite put two and two together, but now it totally makes sense.
That does kind of make some sense, doesn't it? So I was thinking about this, and I was talking to venture capitalist Rob Olson the other day, and he and I were working on this idea called Our House.
Our House?
Yeah, Our House, you know, in the middle of the street, except...
Yeah.
This house you don't live in, this house you rent for the hour.
Oh, that sounds awesome. It's like the Zipcar of houses.
Yes, exactly. It's like the Zipcar of houses. You're dating somebody. You've got the neo-Nazi at home. What you need is an anti-cheers. You want to go someplace where nobody knows your name. You don't want John or Carl and their Call of Duty neo-Nazism to, like, mm-hmm. convert her into an evil goose-stepping monster before get to the bone zone. Instead, you want to take her to a safe location and maybe impress her a little bit.
Yeah. And you know, like, if I bring a girl home, and even if, you know, if I'm sitting down, I bring a girl home for Xbox, I'm sitting around playing the Xbox, John's online in the other room, and, like, Zyklon Fan 69 pops up on the Xbox Live. Like, she's going to know something's up, even if he's hiding out. So, yeah, absolutely. I need to impress these ladies, especially if I'm betting them to bring home as a third for my family.
Right. A third?
Oh, as you know, I've always been a long proponent of polyamory.
Oh, okay, sure. Just making sure I understand that it wasn't, like, some sort of weird thing, like you were going to eat a third of her.
Nope.
So, anyway, Gary, you can...
How is Our House going to help me impress this lady, this potential victim of our polyamorous triad.
Yeah, I'm sorry. You could rent a house for an hour, maybe 2 hours. You're feeling, you know, crazy. You take this lady out on a nice date. You know, you schedule your hour house ahead of time. You take her to dancing. You take her to dinner. Maybe the other direction, depending on how you're feeling. You know, at the end of the date, she's like, oh, take me back to your place, Gary. Just like that. You know, the way that women sound.
Uh-huh.
So you do.
There's a mouse here. I'm going to jump on a table.
Exactly. So you take her back to your place, but it's not really your place. It's a place you rented that comes in four different styles. Average, above average, McMansion, or Space Mountain.
Space Mountain? Now, is there an option where I can get, like, a McMansion with cheese? Or a McMansion, you know, with other customizables?
Yeah, I mean, the McMansion comes with a fully stocked refrigerator.
Okay, full of cheese.
Well, if you want some cheese, I'm sure they could work something out.
Very well. Space Mountain, now, is this the Space Mountain? Is Space Mountain fallen on hard times and now has sold itself to the Our House Corporation?
Yeah.
Or is it just a theme for a regular Our House?
Our House has leased Space Mountain from the Disney Corporation and will then rent it to you for an hour and pretend it, so you can pretend it's your living space.
I imagine that's probably the target market for that are a lot of, like, 8-year-olds who are bringing, like, little 8-year-old dates.
8-year-old dates, super nerds, anybody who's cool.
Astronauts.
Chris Tucker.
Mountain climbers.
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
Anybody. So, I mean, I think that the Our House, really, you can reach out to any sort of person that you're trying to impress. You can take your dates. You're visiting relatives if they're only going to be in town for a little bit. Old high school friends you're trying to impress. You know, if someone calls you up for a booty call but you don't feel like cleaning, you could just be like, oh, meet me in my new place. You could take prostitutes.
My new place, Space Mountain.
Yeah, you could take prostitutes to Space Mountain. You could take your coworkers and at least two other types of people.
Oh, hey. That covers pretty much the gamut of people I'm trying to impress. I imagine, business associates is probably one of those two types. You do not need to specify, but I imagine that's the case.
Sure.
Because, I mean, that happens a lot of times. I want to impress the boss, you know?
Yeah. You'd come up for the barbecue, you know?
Yeah. I imagine, so these four different styles it comes in, this average, above average, McMansion, and Space Mountain. I imagine this is to accommodate all economic viabilities, you know? So, like, a lot of times, I feel like our ideas... where we really kind of traffic in luxury products. And this is nice because we're going to get that dirt poor market. You know, all that money they're throwing away on scratch-offs, like, why don't they rent the Our House for a little bit? Get a taste of the good life.
Yeah, exactly. They can rent the average one to impress their other dirt poor friends, but also save a little money. You know, they don't have to go right up to the McMansion. They don't have to jump to the above average. They have an option available to them. Also,
if they have like a wedding or a funeral coming up, they can rent the above average.
Sure. And like I said, it's a good theft deterrent as well. Like, you don't want to bring someone to your house who you've only been on one date with and then have it a little bit too fancy, because then they might steal all your stuff. I said, even though it's not really your stuff.
Well, right, and I imagine that, you know, there's a lot of, like, kind of prop products and stuff like that in the Our House, you know, that maybe look attractive, but if you stole them, they would have very little value on the free market.
Sure. A lot of them still have the TJ Maxx stickers attached to them.
Excellent, yeah. I'm glad that you got them on board. You got a lot of, you know, Disney, TJ Maxx, the two twin titans of industry that we have on board for this, you and Rob. I think that's excellent. So how does it actually work? You know, like, part of me, you know, this all sounds good in theory, Brayton, but you know me, I'm a details-oriented guy. Like, what are the mechanics? Like, walk me through a typical Our House scenario.
Okay, well, let's say you have a date with a lady. Does this lady have a name?
Venture capitalist Elizabeth Geyer.
Okay, so you're going on a date. This is obviously a business date with venture capitalist Elizabeth Geyer. And... you know it's going to happen on Tuesday at 7 p.m., let's say.
The romance hour.
So the romance hour, Tuesday 7, right after Wheel of Fortune. So you know that you're gonna pick her up at her house, you're going to sweep her off of her feet in a very business-like professional manner, take her out to a very business-like dinner, probably Thai food, And then, you know, maybe try to convince her to come on back to your place for some Xbox or some Sexbox, if you will.
Sure. Or Sexbox Live, if okay. I can get the webcams up.
So while you're sitting at dinner, you know, you've got about an hour to go. Your things are looking good, on your opinion. You could just pop on your mobile phone or, you know, log on to the website using some sort of iPad-type device or other tablet and go to the website, ourhouse.biz, mm-hmm. and you can rent an Our House in your location, in your general area, through that website. And then within an hour, you'll get a text message for a key drop location. So you just go there, pick up the keys, and then drive to the Our House as if it belonged to you.
Now, Brayden, might my date get suspicious that I'm going to the shadowy drop-off point to pick up keys?
No, because each drop-off location is located conveniently next to a red box.
Oh, hey, so you could just be, you know, oh, let's rent the Devil's Advocate and go back to my house.
Look, they don't have it. Let's go.
Yeah. Aw, we had to rent, LOL, the scary movie about texting.
Yeah.
Or Dishonored for Xbox.
Yeah, exactly. Which is also a scary movie about texting.
Yeah, about honor. So let's say, you know me, I've got a lot of money.
Yeah.
Around. I really want to impress this lady. Like, is there anything, you know, how are we going to upsell people? How are we going to supersize this McMansion?
Oh my goodness, man. There's so many special features. So many special features. One of them is just personnel. All right? You can get a butler. You can get a driver. You can get a French maid, a cabana boy. You can even get friends if you wanted to add the extra fees. You can get above average friends, McMansion friends, or Space Mountain friends.
So this driver just waits at my house rather than driving my car.
Well, this is the thing. With the premium service, you can rent this a couple hours ahead of time. They'll pick you up, take you where you want to go.
Okay.
Just pick you up from where you're at and take you back to the Our House.
And I imagine they're fully licensed by the livery board.
Okay, yes, of course. And with their sure. CDL licenses and everything.
That sounds excellent. You know, that sounds like that's really going to be a real panty dropper.
Yeah, and there's all sorts of other upgrades, just of things that you can have in the house. Chandeliers, candelabras, Liberace's ghost, anything that you could want. You can go ahead and just add it to there. You know, if you want to play Xbox, that's great. You want to play PlayStation 3, you can get one of those instead. You want to have cheese in the fridge, I'm sure we could work that out.
That, man, so accommodating. This is, right? You know, people say customer service is dead, but between Our House and Starbucks, I don't believe them.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. The McMansion version, you can upgrade to have a Starbucks in your house.
That would be so convenient.
It would be.
Oh my god, I love this.
Hey, instead of going to dessert at this restaurant, venture capitalist Elizabeth Geyer, why don't we just go out for some coffee? And then you.
Why don't we just go in for some coffee?
Yeah, even better. Go in for some coffee, and then you just take her back to your place where there's a Starbucks.
Yeah, and then we ask the barista to turn around. While we use our waterproof pockets to suck coffee out of each other's pockets.
Oh, that's so romantic.
Yeah, using the Eros Love Cove.
Yeah, yeah. I think that's really nice.
Yeah, that sounds awesome. How does the bill come? Because clearly, I mean, do I have an account with these guys? Do they just send me, you know, I send them a check? You know, in this modern world, you know, that's a concern, detail-oriented.
Well, so, of course, Our House accepts PayPal, and, because it's the future, bill me later. Bill me later.
Hey, dudes, bill me later.
That's right, bill me later. And using our hotel hospitality technology, we can track your TV, internet, heat, food, water, and other uses and bill you afterwards for them.
I got a good idea for a slogan for you.
Okay, I'm listening.
Hotel hospitality, that's hospitaliano.
That's really good, Gary. I like it so much, I'm going to use it. In fact, I'm going to write it on the keychains that you get when you pick it up at the Dropbox.
That sounds awesome. That's a real good slogan. I feel like, you guys kind of have this, you know, I want to earn my 50% on this one, you know? I feel like I haven't contributed that much. So just while we were talking, in my head, I got kind of in mind this little jingle I was thinking about.
Yeah, yeah.
Tell me what you think about this. Like something like a, our house, in the middle of our street, our house, in the middle of our houses, draws a crowd. There's always something happening, and it's usually quite loud. Like something like that.
That's
catchy.
Really good. I think the lyrics need a little work, because we don't want a crowd. I mean, you want to go someplace where nobody knows your name. I mean, I wish there was something wrong about that.
Making your way in the world today takes everything you got. You're taking a break from all your worries and going on a date. Wouldn't it be nice to get away to an our house? Because sometimes you want to go where nobody ever knows your name. At the R House, that's Hospitaliano. You know me, like the way I work when I get sitting in front of a piano, it's like a musical jazz.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
That's fantastic. I love both of those options, and I look forward to using them.
Why don't we combine them in some way? Something like a... Our house, where everybody knows your name.
Nope.
It's our house. You know, some kind of like a Girl Talk-esque mashup.
Sure, I could see that happening.
Yeah.
You know, for extra money, you can just rent Girl Talk's house.
Yeah, can you rent Girl Talk?
No. You wouldn't want to. He's a little weird.
He is a real world-class weirdo. You know, I'm sold. This is a great idea. Rob is one of the greatest venture capitalists we've ever seen. I just saw him on the cover of Checkbooks. and I think that this is great. I'm 100% in. I'm going to get to the drawing board and start really jingling away.
Awesome. Thanks,
Gary. I'm going to jingle all the way with jingles for our house.
Well, thanks, Gary. It always makes you feel good when you think my ideas are good ideas.
I think your ideas are good, and I think Rob's ideas are great.
Thanks. Yeah, I'm really happy that I got to team up with Rob on this one. And don't worry, you know, 50% rule is still in effect here.
Yeah, it's the most important part of our business relationship.
Because, you know, they don't call us Butterfield and Brayton for nothing.
There's a very specific reason why they call us that.
Yes.
Okay, well, I'm gonna get going. I gotta finish this sandwich.
Yeah, you got to finish your sandwich, and then you got to think about when you're going to be taking Elizabeth Geyer, venture capitalist, out for the next business meeting, right?
Yes.
Take her to our house. Not just your house. It's our house.
Not just your house. It's our house. Finally, I can make an our house an our home.
Yes, Gary. Good night.
Good night. Some of your finest work, Brayton.
Oh, well, shucks. I think it's part of, like, I was working out before, so now I got all this, like, blood in my brain, and now I'm just all like, rawr, rawr, ideas. As opposed to normally when I'm just drunk.